Daryl, I just want to ask you, obviously, about events at Huddersfield this week. Ronan Costello passing away. It's just a reminder to everyone, isn't it, just what a tough game rugby league is. And at the end of the day, it is only a game, isn't it?
Yeah, I was gutted when I saw it yesterday. It's because the whole sport, I think when you've got a sport as small as rugby league is, everybody feels it because you know people at the clubs and you know how they'll be feeling. You really feel for the family. It's it is a really tough sport, and this doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's felt by the whole rugby league community. So our deepest sympathy goes out to the family and everybody involved at Huddersfield, because it's a horrible thing to happen. And like I said, I was gutted yesterday when I saw the news.
It does put things into perspective, doesn't it? Almost seems a bit mundane speaking about the game on Sunday, but it is a big game, isn't it, for Castleford, this one, given the result you had last week?
I thought that was a must win last week. It was a really important game. I tried to stress that to the players beforehand. It was obvious anyway, but the nature of team sport and any sport, I suppose, is the more you win and come up with good performances, the motivation can slowly ebb away, and that is frustrating that happens. But it's a reality of human nature, I suppose, and we lacked the real desire to win that game last week until the last 10 minutes, and then we've flicked a switch and we look like the team that we know we are. But before that, we were. We're just miles off our standards. So it was a bit frustrating, but the manner of coaching is up and down at times, and it gets a bit frustrating, but you've just got to work hard to put yourself back on track and keep working hard to be in a consistent team that we're aiming for.
You've questioned your team a couple of times this season after defeats, and you've always had a response. Are you confident you'll get that again this week?
Well, we've always had a response, so I do think we will. We're playing against a good side, a really good side. But it's not great when you get your backside spanked in such a way, because you can cop defeats. I was disappointed with the refereeing performance, not the team performance against Wigan. But this one was the team. It was, we didn't perform, we just didn't turn up with the right mentality. So, response is what I've asked for. All the players now, they've trained really well. We've had a tough week, actually, real tough week. The toughest week that we've had since pre-season. And, we have to change our mentality on a regular basis. Even when we were winning, I felt like we still got to find that holy grail of mental toughness and grit and determination that allows you to win games when you're not quite at your best. And we've done that a couple of times, but we just need to be more consistent.
Because that's, you set out at the start, you want to be in it to win things, you want to be in that top four, and to be in that position, you've got to be consistent, I mean that word, and you've got to be able to back up performances week in, week out, haven't you?
Yeah, you have, I mean, we've got rattled by a lot of injuries this year, which hasn't helped us, I mean, obviously to key players, but that's no excuse. I thought that team that was out there last week was good enough to win. You question a little bit of team selection, but I just thought that team was good enough to win. The team needed to perform. The individual players needed to perform in that team, and we weren't quite good enough last week. But that's gone now. We just got to use that as motivation. We're playing against a team at top of the table, and we've got to turn up at home, which is that's another key for us. Is we looked at it at the start of the year, and we'd lost some games, and we've got a lot of home games at the end of the year. At the moment. I don't like that means much, and we've got to make sure that it does.
You got over the top of Hull earlier in the season. Do you think they're a much improved team since then?
No, they were going great then, weren't they? I think everybody was saying how good they were. Are they the real deal? And then they had that, after we played them, they fell off the arse a little bit. We went to St Helens and lost 3 or 4 key players there, and that rattled us a little bit. But they've had minimal injuries throughout the year, and I think that's significant. And they've got a really good squad. They don't like what Lee Radford's done. He's had a lot of pressure there, and I think credit has to go to the club for sticking behind him and him for sticking with it and just ignoring the bull boys, if you like, and just getting on with it. And you know, you generally, if you've got the right person, you stick with them, you'll get some fruits of your labour down the track. So yeah, I think they've done a great job there, and they're playing a little bit differently, but not much differently to when we saw them earlier in the year, and we were really good that day, and we'll need something similar, I think, to beat them.
What type of game are you expecting? Is it going to be, because they're a big physical team, but they play good rugby as well. Are you just prepared for everything and anything?
Yeah, well, you've got to look at key threats with them. I mean, they've got quite a lot. You know, I mean, the physicality of the pack is great. I really like Alton. I think he's a really good hooker. Durable, tough, got a kicking game, pretty smart. Really like him. He's in and amongst the quality they've got in the forward pack. You know, Taylor looks better than he's ever been. Watts is a good player. Minicello was a handful. Pritchard coming off the bench, Sicamano. Yeah, wherever you look, really. Sneed's been a great signing for them. We know all about him. Charlotte, the back's lightning. The centres are pretty good. Just good side, aren't they? I like Talanoa, he's a handful. So, they're tough to play against, and they can cause you a lot of trouble if you're not 100% focused. And last time we played them, we were 100% focused. We need to be the same. If we are, we look a good side. If we're not, then we get a little bit of varied results. So we know where we need to be. Boys need to be on it this week.
Looked like you missed Luke Dawn last week. Is he ready to go this week?
Yeah, he should be good this week. Yeah, we did, but we shouldn't have, in my mind. You know, it should have been better than that. But sometimes you miss key players, and it didn't quite work for us last week. And you know, you cop decisions here and there on the chin, but yeah, I still think that the team was good enough to win last week with the right mentality.
Just want to ask you again about Cook and Springer. Highlighted them last week, how good they were coming into the side. How do you feel they're both doing this year?
Well, Springer's improving all the time, isn't he? You know, he's a big athletic player, real handful. He's getting better defensively. His English has got better. He feels more settled in the group. I think he looks more settled. Good confidence about him. He's quite hard on himself. So, real pleased with him. Cookie's been a bit of a mixed bag. Thought last week was his best game for a long time. And I'd like to see him stay at that level. If he does, then he's a good player for us. I thought he was really good last week. And they're both doing well. You know, I think Gadwin's been a real improver this year. I think I've been really pleased with him.
It's a big 2 weeks, isn't it, for you? Does this make or break your season, do you feel?
Well, no, it doesn't make or break it. I mean, you want to be in top four. There's only four teams can be in top four. At the moment, it looks tough, but, well, we need to go on a run similar to the whole one. We can only play one game at a time, so there's no point worrying about Wigan next week. It's just get this one done. But important games, important games. So and that's professional sport. It's tough, it's competitive, and you have to be at your best to get anything out of it. And you know, we need to be at our best consistently from now till the end of the year. I don't think we can afford too many drops, you know, like we had last week in concentration and commitment. But we're good enough to cause teams a lot of trouble. To be able to do it on a regular basis, we need to be at our best, and that's what I'm asking for from the players.
And last one, you did get the fine from the RFL. The fans have had a whip round, they're happy to pay it. Does there come a point as a coach where you think, I'm just not going to speak about referees on, you know...
Oh well, that had been the case for a long time, but what do you do? I mean, I sat down with the referees and spoke to them both individually, and you get a bit of consensus that we had a fair point, we had a fair debating point. But no, I've never heard anything about that, you know, and that's where does it come from? You know, where does the judgment of people's performance levels come from? Everybody has to be judged. That's the way it is. But yeah, I suppose I just have to cop it. Well, that's the way it is. But I'm not sure it's right. I think there has to be a way of judging what people do. And I understand why they fine people. You don't want referees being you know, attacked unnecessarily. It's a tough thing to do. But still, you know, you have to get it. You have to be good at what you do, and on that day they weren't. but I'll pay the fine. I, you know, the fans have been awesome, and it's a fantastic gesture from them. You know, there's a real depth of feeling about that game, and I agreed with that feeling, and that's why I felt like I couldn't leave it unsaid.